I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Members of Pakistan's caretaker government promised to compensate the victims of Friday's deadly attacks. A pair of suicide bombings in Balochistan province killed at least 60 and wounded dozens more. FMI leader Nehemiah says,
"This is a wave of terrorism in Pakistan. One or two incidents are happening every day. A few hours ago, in a gun battle that lasted all night, police started an ambush by more than a dozen militants on a police post in Miawali, killing two of the attackers and a policeman."
Pakistan's army struggles to secure the country as terror groups seek to fill a leadership void. Yet believers press on to make Christ known. You can walk alongside pastors and church planters at FMI. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And you might already know that less than 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people have access to sign language scripture or deaf Christians. Did you know that Door International is changing this statistic through its 2x2 program? President and CEO Rob Myers says Door has trained and equipped 40 teams in more than a dozen countries since 2006. Today, Door is making its 2x2 program more accessible to deaf believers worldwide by creating video resources.
There's a lot of written information that's, for instance, available on the web. You could go to Google and type in, "How do I share the gospel with someone?" And you're going to find so many different resources that can take you through that process. But very, very, very few resources that are sign language based and communicate that information in a way that a deaf person truly would understand.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.